We have Nicole Moore with us and Peter Jennings as well. Peter is an author of fiction and nonfiction. Nicole Moore has a very interesting story that Peter has written about. So let's say good morning. And first of all, Nicole, good morning to you. Hello there, Nicole. Good morning. Well, we cannot hear Nicole. How about Peter? Let's see if Peter's with us. Peter, good morning.
Good morning, Warren. I am here. I'm not sure what happened to Nicole, but hopefully she'll join us. And Warren, just before we get underway here talking about Shark Assault, may I offer my congratulations to you. I understand you've been with WKNY for more than 40 years. I'm an old radio guy myself, and over 40 years, that's a great run. Congratulations, my friend.
So you've been reading up a little bit, huh, Peter?
I have indeed.
Hey, it's
doing my homework, man.
It's been a fun run. Things have changed over the years, though, as you know, in just about every business we're in these days, right?
Sure.
So you were an author, as I mentioned, fiction, nonfiction. This is certainly a nonfiction story. And
yep.
you ran an agency, a marketing agency in Toronto. And also, you've interviewed some interesting personalities over the way, too.
Indeed, yes. I have a TV show that I do here in Muskoka called Be My Guest. And once a month we have what I like to consider is extended conversations with some interesting people. So between that and I do some singing and writing, it kind of keeps me out the streets and out of the pool.
There you go. You know what? I think Nicole might be calling back in. Let's see if this is her. Let's hope so. So, Nicole, are you back with us?
I am back.
There you are.
You couldn't hear me. Sorry about that.
No, somehow we lost you. But, hey, good morning. We have Peter with us as well. And thanks to both of you for coming on. And we were talking a little bit about Peter and what he does. And first of all, Nicole, I should say, I guess, congratulations, because you pulled through a horrific situation here and you're doing well these days. And we want to talk about that a little bit. How did you find Peter, though, to author this story for you?
Peter found me. I was actually doing a speaking engagement, and a woman had heard my story and said, "Have you ever thought of writing a book?" And I immediately said, "Absolutely not. It's not a task I would take on, and I'm dyslexic." And she says, "Boy, do I have a friend for you that might want to write the book." And she introduced Peter to me. And Shark Assault, an amazing story of survival, is here and now.
What a horrific thing to happen to you. First of all, let's just tell everyone, Nicole is a nurse in Ontario, in Canada, and you were apparently vacationing in Mexico and in some fairly shallow water. Tell our listeners what happened.
Yes, I was away for a winter getaway with a bunch of friends to Cancun, Mexico, and I waded into the water to rinse some sand off. I was only about waist deep in the water, and these guys on jet skis were screaming at me, and I was looking at them thinking, why are you yelling at me when I'm only in waist deep water? You have the whole ocean in front. But they seemed pretty adamant, so I put up my hand and started to turn around and walk back into shore to get out of their way. Little did I know that they had seen two sharks in the shallow waters. And they were trying to warn me, but I couldn't hear what they were saying, and they were speaking Spanish. And no sooner had I turned around and started to walk back into shore than I felt a bump under the water. That sick, sinking feeling, as I'm sure many, you know, listeners feel when they go into the water at any point and they feel something touch them, or you think the worst. I had a sick, sinking feeling in my stomach. I didn't see a shark fin. I didn't hear the music from Jaws warning me. Nothing like that. But seconds later, I sustained my first shark attack or shark bite to my left upper thigh. It ripped right through my leg like it was going through butter. I learned later that I immediately lost two quadriceps, two hamstrings, a good 40 centimeter by 40 centimeter gash on my leg. And then it came back and decided to go after my arm, and that was the second bite that I got. It swallowed my entire left arm in its jaws and had hold of me and was trying to take me down under the water, but I wouldn't let it, and whatever came over me, I decided to look at this thing in the face and punch it head on or just square to its nose and pull my arm out and continue to pursue making it into the shore, and here I am.
Wow, you're a rare person, Nicole. Most people would have succumbed to something like that. Amazing that you punched it, and how did you have the strength? I'm surprised you were still conscious.
I have no idea where that inner strength came from, but I'm glad that it came to. I'm a scuba diver, and I think that by trait or by training, they just dig right into you. If you're ever attacked by a shark, hit eyes, nose, gills, and I think that instinct kicked in at that time. Throughout this hour-long ordeal of trying to fight for my life, with the whole rescue and the trying to stay alive on the beach as I'm bleeding out, I was able to keep my wits about me throughout the whole time and stay alert and orientated. I was very, very fortunate.
So Peter, you obviously spoke in depth with Nicole about this whole situation. You wrote the book. How rare is it for a shark to be in that type of water? It's not that deep.
No, Warren, it is extremely rare. In fact, the statistics will show you that you're more likely to be hit by a bolt of lightning than you are to be struck by a shark. I don't know about you. I don't know anybody who's been hit by lightning. It's very rare. You're more likely to win the lottery than you are to be attacked by a shark. So it's extremely rare. And Nicole actually has a really interesting stat that your female listeners will want to know about. Nicole?
I start off my speeches by saying that you have an 11.1 chance to one, of course, being attacked by a shark and surviving, and the odds are even greater. And since they've been keeping the statistics in the 1850 of shark attacks, over 90% of those attacks are on men. So I often joke that, don't worry, ladies, you listeners out there, I've taken one for the team. You're safe. Go in the water. Don't be afraid.
And you can joke about this at this point, huh, Nicole?
I always have. I've always maintained a positive attitude and a sense of humor. I think you have to in trauma as best as you can.
And Warren, I think the thing when we talk about the rarity, one of the messages that both Nicole and I want to communicate to people who read the book or just listeners is don't be afraid to go into the water. I happen to be an ocean swimmer myself. If I'm, you know, in Florida or the Caribbean, where I'll be later this month, I'm at the beach, I'm in the ocean. That's all I love. I'm not a pool guy. And even having written this book, we do encourage people, don't stop swimming in the ocean. It's extremely rare, so you really don't need to worry about it.
So, Nicole, how long ago was this event?
It'll soon be, at the end of this month, it'll be 5 years.
5 years. So, at that point, you took us through what happened. Obviously, you were rushed to a hospital. How well equipped are hospitals in Mexico for this situation?
They have never seen a shark attack before, so they were inexperienced when this happened. There was definitely some concerns that I had in regards to even not being able to. By the time I arrived to the trauma room, I couldn't breathe. I had lost so much blood that there wasn't enough oxygen exchange in my lungs, and I couldn't speak to them. And there was this pause, and they were asking about insurance. Well, I'm on death's doorstep. I can't tell them that I have insurance, travel insurance. So there was a bit of question about the insurance itself, and then questionable care definitely after. They did the best they could. I certainly don't hold any ill will to them, you know, no matter what has gone wrong within my care, which is told in detail. It's a very incredible story of my care in Mexico. And Peter would argue with that, and my father and my family would argue that you should sue them, but no matter what happened, they saved my life, and I'm here today because they did.
So how much time, Nicole, passed from the time of the attack to the time you were in the hospital?
5 days. Five very, very, very long days.
No, that's not what I'm asking. I'm asking how long was the, I hope it's not 5 days, from the time you were attacked to the time you arrived in the hospital.
Oh, 45 minutes. Is that about right?
I was going to say 5 days,
Peter?
My goodness. Yeah, that's.
Yeah. 45 minutes. 45 minutes from the time of the attack to when I rolled into the trauma room.
And then from that hospital in Mexico, where did you arrive next?
We were able to finally, through my husband and I, able to secure a Toronto hospital, which is where I'm from. I'm from the Toronto area. Mm-hmm. And so we went to Sunnybrook Hospital here in Toronto.
So you lost an arm, your left arm, right?
I did end up losing my left arm, yes.
And how about your leg?
My leg still has two quadriceps, two hamstrings missing. They can't rebuild those kind of muscle losses. The leg I've had, I think to date, about somewhere between 12 and 15 operations, probably more like 15 operations, and we've rebuilt the leg. in its entirety now.
So this is an amazing story of survival, as the front cover does note. So what is it you attribute your survival to? Is it your strong will? Is it your physical body, or a little bit of each? What do you think, Nicole?
I think it was definitely that I happened to be healthy beforehand, but my number one thing would probably be determination. I was definitely determined to not let this thing beat me, not let it get me down, and just to take each day as it is, as a gift.
Peter, have you ever written a book like this at all before?
No, I haven't, Warren, and believe me, it was a thrill to be able to meet up with Nicole and have her entrust me with telling her life story. For a writer to be able to take the reader to the beach and have them get a sense of what happened on that awful day, that's kind of grist for the mill, you know. But secondly, the second story in the book really is Nicole's powerful optimism and positivism. And in fact, Warren, just picking up on what Nicole was just telling you, she and I have a little, shall we call it, a friendly disagreement here, in that she thinks of herself as just a normal person who is in the wrong place at the wrong time. I see it a little differently, in that I think she, and she doesn't want to be using this word, but I'm going to anyway for your listeners, she is indeed inspirational. She is very positive, a very happy individual, a very optimistic individual. She could have surrounded herself in misery as a result of what happened, but she's chosen the opposite. And while she calls herself normal, as a friend of hers and mine says, if Nicole's the new normal, there are millions of us out here who are screwed.
Wow. So, Nicole, don't be modest, Nicole. You do obviously inspire a lot of people. Tell us what you do. You speak to people everywhere? Do you travel?
I'm a registered nurse by trade, and I've actually returned back to work. But yes, out of this ordeal, I now do public speaking, and we now have quite a lot of book engagements going, and I'm really, really enjoying the public speaking and taking the story about and trying to help people, specifically vulnerable populations or youth.
And who was it that decided to write the book? Was it more you or Peter?
Oh, Peter. There's just something about his charm and something about the way that he approached me that he convinced me to do it. It was not something I was interested in doing at all.
So Peter Jennings is the author. It's the story of Nicole Moore, and the book is called Shark Assault. So what are some of the main points on the book, the reason for writing the book? Maybe Peter can answer, maybe Nicole can answer. What are we trying to get across here?
I think, Warren, really at the end of the day, we're trying to communicate Nicole's message, and this is what inspired me to write the book, and that is when things happen to you in life, as they do to all of us, you know, you can either allow those things to overtake your life, or you can kind of fight back, or bite back, as Nicole says, and surround yourself with happier thoughts and more positive, more optimistic outlooks. That's the main message of the book. That, and as I say, we want people to understand that this was a horrendous event that happened, but it was incredibly rare. So if you're interested in swimming in the ocean, mind you, I have learned there are things you can do to prevent a shark attacking you, because I talked to a number of shark experts in terms of researching the book. But, you know, don't let that get in your way. Nicole, do you agree?
I do agree, and for me, I do like to tell people that if you read the story, I would love everyone to take from the book that I am just an average person that was forced to face an absolutely incredible ordeal, an unusual ordeal, and I made it through, and if I can make it through, then anyone that's facing anything bad in their lives can also make it through.
Well, obviously, there is something special about you, Nicole, or the powers to be, something that pulled you through this horrific event. And, you know, congratulations on the book, and best of luck as you continue on. And the same with you, Peter. Great to have both of you with us this morning, and we do remind our listeners once again, the book is called Shark Assault. So it was published in Canada, is that right?
Yes, that's right. It's published by Dundurn, who is Canada's largest independent publisher. And by the way, the book's been doing really well. Within a month of it going on sale, the publisher ordered a reprint.
And it is available in the U.S.?
It is indeed. It's available at bookstores. You can go on Barnes & Noble or Amazon and find it there as well.
Peter and Nicole, thanks so much for being with us. Really appreciate it this morning.
Thank you, Warren.
Thank you, Warren.
It's a pleasure.